Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. How may I assist you?
Hi, Lena. I'm sorry for all the noise. I have a question. I have a, could I give you this, provide you with this number, order ID? I don't have the second one, but I've done this twice. And
can
I just want to make sure that, huh?
Can I please have your zip code and your first and last name?
23236.
What's how you go? Okay, and can you please verify your address for me for security purposes?
So you see information there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you could tell me what my order ID is.
Well, can you please verify your address for me?
At PO Box 36703.
Is there another address?
It is. 601 Whistle Tree Road.
Okay, thank you. Order ID 26024251 23.
Yes, that's this one. Then I have another one that I did yesterday. Not yesterday. Well, the second, which was
for
Thursday.
The kitchen. The it just says
yeah.
Kitchen. What was your question, ma'am? I only see one up here.
No, I was just wondering, it wasn't $2 that it was saying. It was something, it was a different amount. It was $7 and some change, but it was supposed to be $2.
Yes, ma'am. Our shipping
and
handling
Thursday,
is seven.
It was $7.95.
Yes, our shipping and handling.
Okay, because it didn't state that. It just said $2. But so Thursday, something came out for $9.99,
okay.
And I wish I would have screenshot that order. It's under my PO box.
Okay, when I put in your zip code, it only pulled up one account. I don't see any other account.
So the other zip code is different. Okay, let me give you the other zip code. 23235. Can you pause that? I'm on the phone. Thank you. I have to change her. Your dad said he gave you more time.
Yes, I'm not looking in the other account.
Okay, you don't see 23235? I mean,
no,
as a zip code?
No, ma'am. But I only see that one charge for $7.95 done today.
Right. Hold on. I don't know how. Maybe if I back out, let me see. If I can back out. No, I'm so sorry for the noise. Nope. Oh, because I did, like I said, I did it twice. And I should have took a screenshot of the other one. I never received an email, and I don't have an email yet for this transaction. Any idea when the email will be sent?
I'm sorry?
An email for confirmation? A receipt? Something?
You should receive an email. Sometimes it takes a while for the email to go through. Because I see that you did you just recently create the account?
So I did this again to see, like I said, Thursday when I did it, or it might have been, it couldn't have been after midnight, because the charge is different.
Okay, well,
but
I see
I had
that you
another,
just
cre- Mm-hmm.
I see that you just created this account at 1 a.m. Sometimes it does take a while for the email to go through.
Okay. But you don't see anything else coming up for 23235?
No, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that's it.
Thank you for calling,
and,
customer.
Oh, yeah, I do have, hold on, no, I do have a question. What will the charge say on my statement?
I'm not sure because simple fact that I do service 300 different companies and they do charge under different names.
Okay. If I give you a name of one, would you be, do you know of that one? What was it called? Bright Sales USC?
Yes, ma'am.
That's one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that was, yeah, I was charged $9.99 for the first time I did this. And it's going to 101 North Pinetta Drive, Box 36703.
Okay, you would...
Richmond, Virginia, 23235.
You would need to contact your bank about that because I'm not seeing any other accounts.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.